Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll do. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
This is John Benjamin, and you're listening to the Nerd Hour.
Yeah. What's up?
Yep.
So we got a two-person show this week. Welcome to the Nerd Hour. Well, possibly three persons. Depends on if Scrams comes in time, you know.
Yeah.
But again, though.
Punchy, fix your levels. There's an echo.
Echo, 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 echo. Alrighty here. So, there we go.
No, I can still hear. I can still hear myself.
Well, then give me 1 second here while we decide to be right back. Okay, so I call Cornax back. Yeah, so you guys will notice I played the Batman TV theme. I figure we'll start off with this. The creator.
With what?
A story, Cornax.
What story?
I'm introducing it.
Are you going to share with us?
Yeah, it's actually in the prep.
So it is?
That I sent you. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway.
You're too easy.
I played the Batman TV theme before our intro bed. Because
really?
Because Lorenzo Semple Jr., creator of the Batman 60s TV show, died this week.
The Tim Burton of the 60s, as other people call him.
Yes, and the... First off, I want to point out that that was probably one of the most fun-to-watch incarnations of Batman. Not the most comic accurate, and maybe not the best in hindsight compared to some of the other incarnations, but still, like, it's one of those things where it has a special place in your heart. Just because of all the cheesiness that is in there.
I like cheese.
Yeah? You like cheese?
Yeah, cheddar's my favorite.
Are you eating cheddar right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I was playing Saints Row 4 until you so rudely interrupted me.
Oh, well, sorry. And they're saying you're a little loud, and I'm not, you know, that. I guess we're better now. Fuck it. So, but, like, I don't know. They're like, that's what got me into Batman, oddly enough, when I was a kid. Because, like, I was a kid still in the 80s. So, like, that was being reran a lot in the 80s and early 90s.
You old.
Oh, I cannot wait 10 years from now when you're, like, in your 30s.
Yeah, and you'll be in your 40s.
Yeah, but I'll be a dignified adult. At least, hopefully, by the way.
Punchy, that's the funniest thing you've ever said on this show.
Cornax, relax. Take it down a notch.
Oh, come on.
Take it down a notch. So, anyway... What?
Nothing.
Relax. So, anyway, like I was saying, though, what I like the best about it is it had one of the better incarnations of the Joker, played by Cesar Romero.
No Dude one? Was so cool, he didn't even shave his mustache.
Yeah, that was the hilarious part. The only time Joker's ever had a mustache, because Cesar Romero, you know, was just so stubborn, because he's like, that's my trademark. I'm not shaving it. Fuck you guys. I don't care that this is what I'm going to be known for after I die. I'm not shaving that mustache. And Dennis trying to post a GIF of the Batman TV show and failing. Or
I can see it.
Or pulling an well, no, earlier he did, because sometimes if you get a GIF from Google, like, it just gives some ridiculously long address bar.
Well, yeah, because you're just clicking the address to go to the image rather than the actual image address.
So sometimes you got to, like, right-click image URL second time to get the actual GIF URL. And Western Echo did it. I think Oxtail's done it multiple times. So you're not alone, Western Echo, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he tries to hide it. Yeah.
That reminds me, why did they draw eyebrows on the Batman face? What is Batman's mask, a Puerto Rican teenager?
I think it had to do with
probably the camera picking up like certain indentations.
No, I'm thinking it had to do with the comic art style. I'm guessing what they tried to do in the comic was they tried to show contours on the face, it just looked like eyebrows, and then that got translated into the actual suit.
Makes sense.
Because you would, if you look at the enemy those, at least for cartoons back then of Batman, you'll see those.
Yeah, that's more than likely what they were going for. But, I mean, it looks weird now, considering. I mean, that color scheme wasn't even really what he was wearing back in the comic. Granted, I think they changed the chest plate to, like, the gigantic black bat at the time to something closer to what he has on him there, just because the TV show got that popular early on. But Batman's had an interesting evolution. Basically, whenever there's, like, a new TV or movie property, they update his costume. They're just like, hey, let's make it look more like the movie or TV show. And you know what I've been reading, actually, lately? I've been reading some older DC stuff. And The Killing Joke is probably still one of the best Batman comics I've ever written. Not written. I wish I wrote it, but no. That would be curmudgeon Alan Moore who wrote that. But it's probably one of the best I've ever read. Like, the best Joker story I've read. What do you think, Cornax?
I think I'm too shocked by what I just saw.
Oh, yes. That's another
and
one.
And I want to say hoax, but there is a part of me that wants to know if it's real.
Trust me, we're going to get to that. We are going to get to that. That's another story that I wanted to talk about. But, you know, we're going to kind of get through stuff quickly, since there's a chance that we may end early because I've got a visit with my niece tomorrow. So next thing on the docket, there were a couple trailers that came out. One that was amazing, one that's kind of garnering a mixed reaction. So naturally we're going to start with the one that's garnering a mixed reaction first. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer.
Oh boy.
First I'll say what I liked about it. Michelangelo's voice, they're not aliens.
Okay, I like the... Okay, fix the levels again. I can hear myself.
That's Skype. That's not the levels.
I'm wearing headphones. How can I hear myself?
Hold on. So, but like I was saying, the fact that the... The fact that the Ninja... The one thing I kind of didn't like is the fact that the Ninja Turtles look like just gigantic buses. And
I didn't like that they looked like... Look at their face!
Butt Monkey calls them Teenage Mutant Forest Whitakers.
Yeah, okay.
Gee, Western Echo says it's gonna suck. What?
Yeah, you know, it's gonna suck.
This is why Michael Bay shouldn't be directing movies about things from our
childhood. He's not directing it!
Well, it looks like a Michael Bay movie to begin with.
Well, so that's because he's producing it.
Yeah. Which means he got a director that he's just going to dictate what he wants done. He's directing by proxy, is what he's doing, first off. Secondly, Megan Fox, April O'Neil. I know we've had plenty of time to bitch about this, but now that we've seen it on, like, actually on a trailer, there you could probably not find anyone less fit to play April O'Neil than
Megan.
Oh,
God.
At this point, I think Megan...
Oh, God.
What?
Eric Sachs / the Shredder. Why is the Shredder a white guy? Why is the Shredder a white guy named Eric Sachs?
I don't know. Why was the Kingpin a black guy?
Dude, that's different being voiced. But all Dave Hamato, Splinter's master, Hamato Yoshi, or occasionally Splinter himself, Hamato Yoshi, had a problem with the
Listen, again, Michael Bay's name is attached to this. Do you remember how he feels about race relations? He made two ghetto bots.
Yeah, but
you shouldn't.
But how do you get Eric Sachs from fucking Oroku Saki?
Here's how you get Eric Sachs from Oroku Saki. When you're Michael Bay, you don't give a shit and you just change things. And you give the Ninja
Turtle. Okay, I know it's fun to pick on Michael Bay.
This is warranted, though.
But no, because let's face it. Screenplay by Josh Applebaum, Andre Nemec, Evan Daugherty. No Michael Bay. Directed by Jonathan Liebesman. No Michael Bay. Michael Bay is just funding the goddamn thing.
Although he's the producer, so he's the guy funding, which means he has the most say of anybody aside from maybe the director. But
okay, I get it. It's popular to shit on Michael Bay. I have shit on Michael Bay. But let's be honest. As much as we all want to blame Michael Bay for this, there are other people more directly involved than he is.
Here's my counterpoint.
It's fun to shit on Michael Bay, yes. But can we focus on the people who are actually making these fucking decisions?
Exhibit A, every movie he's had his hands in after The Rock and Armageddon.
Okay! Those are movies he's directed!
No, not all, I'm not just talking about ones he's directed. I'm talking about ones that, for example, the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. He just produced that. That was dog shit. He had his hands in that one. The only memorable thing about that one was Rooney Mara.
And Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah, well, he tried what he could with what he was given. I'll give him props for that. And I like Jackie Earl Haley. I just feel like, I don't know. I think the writing for Freddy was bad in that one. Like, it was horrible. Like, it was just weird. And, he's done a lot of shitty remakes. I don't think he's had a hand in any good ones.
And I'm not saying he has, but I'm saying is while we all want to blame Michael Bay, I don't want to let all these fuckers who are more directly responsible get away with it. Until they come out and say this and show scripts that say this was our original idea and say this is what Michael Bay changed, and, you know, they're the ones I'm going to blame.
Yeah, but again, though.
I'm prejudiced. If that's unless those are your next words, I don't want to hear it.
No,
I don't want to hear it.
Those aren't my next. Guess what? I'm going to say it anyway. Again, his track record and the fact that he's not directing it. Sure, but guess what? This is his baby, pretty much. This is him. Like. He's producing just so he doesn't have to direct movies again because I'm sure doing the Transformers movies was so grueling. He's also produced the remakes of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Amityville Horror, and Friday the 13th. Also, The Hitcher.
Okay.
He's produced. So, starting to see a pattern here. Granted, he directed Pain and Gain. Which I've heard nothing but good things about. I'm giving him credit for a few movies. I'm giving him credit
for three. You've given him credit for The Rock, Armageddon, and Pain and Gain.
No, five.
It's funny. He's directed a movie called The Rock, and he's directed a movie starring The Rock.
The Rock. Also, he's done the Bad Boys movies.
He likes Rock. Okay, yeah, the Bad Boys movies.
Yes,
come on.
But you know what? He's getting into Tim Burton territory. To where a lot of his movies follow the same formula.
All I'm saying is that there are other people involved here. Let's not just fully shit on him. We can take equal shits on all of them, like a giant shit conveyor belt.
Well, guess what? His name is top billed on that, so he gets the first amount of shit. I think that's fair.
Okay, first shit's there. Second shit goes to the director, and then the next three shits go to the writers.
And the next shit goes to whoever decided it was a good idea to cast Megan Fox.
That was probably Michael Bay.
So extra shit for Michael Bay. See, it's
And the reason why I say that is because the only reason why – I actually found this out. The only reason why Megan Fox was fired from Transformers 3 wasn't because of Michael Bay.
Yeah, I heard that too, that it was because Spielberg made him do it.
Yeah, Spielberg made him do it.
Well, to be fair, though.
She did compare Michael Bay to Hitler.
Yeah, that's kind of a touchy subject to Spielberg.
But, yeah, and Michael Bay was like, you know what, fuck it. She's stressed, I'm stressed, fuck it. This is a working environment, it's stressful, let's do this. Spielberg is like, fuck that, man, she called you Hitler, fire that bitch.
Translation, she'd rather bang someone who wasn't famous since Beverly Hills 90210 than me, is what he's saying. Pretty much. That's pretty much the translation of Michael Bay's bitching. And then Spielberg going, well, she compared you to Hitler. So he's like, listen, I made Schindler's List. We're not going to let that fly. And the director is, let's see, Jonathan Liebsen. Let's see what he's directed. He's South African. So he's got a funny accent. For fuck's sake.
Oh, that would explain why he knows nothing about the Turtles, apparently.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, so here's what he's directed.
Oh, let's hear this. Let's hear this, motherfucker.
Genesis and Catastrophe. Darkness Falls. Remember that one with the Tooth Fairy?
Nope. Don't know any of these movies.
Rings. It was a short film. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning.
Uh-huh. I see him and Michael have something in common.
Yes. The Killing Room. Battle Los Angeles. Wrath of the Titans.
Are you seeing it might not be just Mr. Bay here?
Oh, again, though. Again.
I'm not saying he's fully exempt here. Just, you know, to let you throw you a bone. But are you seeing my point?
Again, though. Who's the
one? I know. I've already conceded to that point that Michael Bay has blah, 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 blah. But are you seeing my point that other people are also shitty here?
But who do you blame more? The guy
I'm not saying who to blame more. I'm saying who to blame. There's a lot of people to blame.
Yes, but again, Michael Bay's getting a little more of it because, well, let's face it.
Because you don't like him.
Well, no.
Just admit it.
Hey, I just said
I like... Just say yes.
I just said I like five of his movies. That's more than other directors that I hate. So I can't say I hate him. I don't like his more recent...
I'm not saying you hate him. I'm saying you don't like him.
I don't like most of his recent body of work. Doesn't mean I don't like him. I don't like his recent work. I just don't, you know. You can not like someone's recent work, but like their old work and not be considered a hater. Also, he recycles scenes. One of the writers is more of a TV writer. Let's see. He did
Which would explain why he's doing terrible.
Yeah, he did his biggest credit aside from Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which actually that's kind of impressive. That's the one good thing on his resume. Otherwise, he's got Beverly Hills Cop 4, Alias for a little bit. All right, so that's a decent credit. And then Life on Mars, the U.S. version.
Oh.
Yeah, remember when that one came and went pretty quickly?
Especially when you consider how interesting sort of the U.K. version was. Where, you know, there's a reason to the title.
Let's see. And the other writer, Andre...
No, wait. Am I mixing up versions here? I don't know.
Actually, the other writer also worked on a lot of the same things that the other writer worked on. So let's see. The third writer. I swear to God, if they all work the same projects, this is already scaring me, the people who are involved with the creative aspect of making this movie. Oh, all right.
Do you see? Do you see now? Do you see? You should listen to me.
Listen. I'm not denying that other people should get the blame. I'm just
saying. War for the beginning part.
Let me go down the list, all right? Let me start with the money guy. Holy shit. Especially considering, like I said, it does look like a Michael Bay movie. Or recent Michael Bay movie. All right, so the last writer, Evan Daugherty.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Michael Bay is producing it. More than likely, he's going to say, oh, wait. I know some good guys who do effects. I'm going to let you use my team. That's what I'm thinking. That's why it looks so similar.
Well, still, like I said, he's the money guy, so he's a lot of these are his decisions. The third writer wrote Snow White and the Huntsman, Killing Season and Divergent. Yeah, so
there's only one of those where I've recent that really got some good reviews. That being Divergent.
All right, listen, Aussie. He says unless it's Spielberg or Guillermo del Toro. No, that's not true. Who do you think I am, Hammy? Where I'm like that. I have a lot of favorite directors.
No, Hammy doesn't know who Guillermo del Toro is.
Good point. Good point. He's like, is that Peter Jackson? Is what he'll say.
Is that the guy who was in Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
No, that's Benicio.
Yeah.
Are they cousins or something?
Does he
just shut the fuck up?
Is he Frankie Fourfingers? Oh man, though. Oh God, I've realized
Kevin Spacey directed Pacific Rim. No.
Shredder's human name in the new Ninja Turtles movie. His last name is the same as a certain Long Island radio show.
Did you just catch up to that?
Well, I just looked at the cast in the IMDb.
I just told you his name was Eric Sachs.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but I didn't see the spelling. There's a million different ways to spell that. Yes, there are.
I'm not saying there isn't.
Now, while we're done ripping apart the trailer pretty much.
And ourselves.
The crew. There really wasn't much good about the trailer. That's pretty much...
I think it was too fast-paced. It was... I think it's got the exact same problem as the Transformers movie. It's way too fast-paced.
At least when they show the... You know, like... At least when they show the turtles, you know they're tall enough where they can probably stand foot to foot with the freaking Transformers. That's how huge he made them.
Yeah, and there's a part of me that's like, guys, you remember they're teenagers, right? Let's give them some room to grow.
Yeah, let's.
Have you seen most of the TV shows? They're generally shorter than a human being.
I guess by teenage they mean 18 or 19. For fuck's sake.
No. By teenage, they mean Power Rangers teenage. So they're like in their mid-20s.
Oh, yeah. Before, you know, one of them did porn and one of them died. And
well, softcore.
And then one of them just is now in, I think, a Canadian, war
Fun
drama.
Fact. The person he was with in that scene later on became another Power Ranger.
Which is kind of hilarious.
I know, right?
Yes. So the other trailer, the better trailer.
And the only reason I even found out he did softcore was because I knew she did. And then I'm like, wait, he looks familiar. Oh, my God.
And then there was that urban myth that the Red Ranger did gay porn. And everyone's like, oh, my God, did you hear about that? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I remember. No, I remember it was last year. Hammy was like, oh, my God, he did gay porn. I had to call into Brain Stew, remember?
Yep.
Say, okay. No, he's an EMT. He's never done gay porn. And here's the thing. Like, Austin St. John has looked up these rumors and he goes, the guy looks almost nothing like me. Like, here's the thing. You can look at a side-by-side photo. Thank God it's from the face up.
Oh, shit.
Of the both of them. And you can see how the other guy could look like Austin St. John if you had only been looking at a past photo of Austin St. John. Austin St. John now looks nothing like him.
True. It's so ridiculous, though, people. So the better trailer that came out, was the X-Men Days of Future Past second official trailer. I cannot wait for this movie. This movie needs to come out now. Like, literally, right now. But, like, this movie is probably going to be one of the better ones of the year. It's got competition, though, coming out this week as far as comic book movies are concerned, because I think Captain America Winter Soldier might be the best Marvel movie of the year. That's kind of my take there. That is going to outshine a lot of the other comic book-based movies. It's going to be incredible. And I will be seeing a midnight showing of it Thursday. Well, not a midnight. I think it's going to be like a 10 p.m. showing. I think, because I'm going to go with my buddy Western Echo, Dennis. We're going to go see Captain America the Winter Soldier because it just looks fucking amazing. But Days of Future Past, again, finally, 20th Century Fox is continuing to get their heads out of their collective asses. They had a couple bad X-Men-based movies, and then all of a sudden they're like, all right.
Bryan Singer, you're back.
Well, first it was, hey, we're going to hire, you know, a good director to do First Class. Then we're going to make a much better than the first one, Wolverine movie. And, oh, hey, now we're doing this thing. It's called X-Men Days of Future Past. We're going to bring that storyline into things. So I can't wait.
And also we rehired Bryan Singer.
Yeah, well, because the one director quit. So they're like, yeah, hey, Bryan Singer, want to come back? You're not making Superman. You're probably never going to make Superman again after that movie.
Oof. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. But I like what they're doing. They're bringing in new characters in a smart way, and they're setting it in the future, which, again, is awesome. And we get Sentinels, finally. We've been waiting to see Sentinels made for X-Men Days of Future Past for a long time now. For any X-Men movie, we've been waiting for Sentinels. This is going to... And again, great cast, both Xaviers and both Magnetos.
Yeah. And it's always great to see Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart in the same place.
You could hear
Which is why their recent photos have been getting so popular.
You could actually put them in, make them read a phone. I know this is cliche, but they could read a phone book and it would just sound interesting and British.
Interesting and British.
Yes. I just hope the...
I think that we have a new tagline for Antisocial Gamer Radio.
It's interesting
and British.
Yes. Antisocial Gamer Radio. It's interesting and British.
Tuesdays, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Central Time.
But, like, I would edit the phone
book.
Well,
Central Time is, like, 4 p.m. So, you know.
Yeah. I would edit the phone book Patrick Stewart reads, though, and just randomly throw in number 2 and make it so. Just because. I'm a dick. But.
You're also typecasting.
Yeah, but you know what?
You are every actor's worst fear.
Well, I don't like typecasting, but what I do like
is... You do like stereotyping, though.
I do like certain law. I mean, listen, it's MLR. Who doesn't like that on the station?
I was going to work that into a 360 on 420 plug.
Just trying to plug my show, guys. Just trying to plug my
Thursdays show. And Sundays, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Generally.
Typically.
Or it could go longer, but sometimes it could go shorter if certain people are angry.
Yeah.
if JJ hasn't taken out the trash.
Just trying to take trash out, guys. Just trying to take trash.
Just trying to wonder, what the fuck is she mad at?
What's she mad at?
What I do?
He's like, I might have to stay on longer now. And then all of a sudden you hear, get the fuck out of here. Like, all right. Bye, JJ. We're gonna.
We can see why Nodor's had to run after he used that megaphone.
The second we went off and we heard her, I cut off Skype, and Judge and Nodorf's got the fuck out of
there. You fucking ran away, and you're not even in the goddamn room.
Well, I asked her to go to bed, but like we were like, fuck this, we're not going to...
I'm out?
I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, and then that was at third hour in the WhatsApp chat, which is fantastic. So, yeah, listen to 360 on 420, guys. And while I'm at it, I want to point out that in the Days of Future Past trailer... Bishop looks awesome.
Bishop, there's no way to fuck up Bishop.
There
all right?
really isn't. Just tough black guy with dreads. Or if you want to go with the more recent look, bald. Both very
bald works.
Both very easy to pull off.
Which brings us to someone else who's bald. Well, at least in Justice League Unlimited, he was. John Stewart.
Yes, we transition people. See what happens when we're focused.
Actually, that's what happens when I'm focused.
Yeah, you know. Be focused more.
This is something that Punchy and I were talking about off the air. There was talk about The Rock playing the Jon Stewart version of Green Lantern.
Yeah, which, listen, I get why they would want to hire him.
It's weird. Like, Jon Stewart obviously has a toned physique, but it's like, so Rock has that superhero physique, but Jon Stewart was always more of that, you know, average man superhero. He looks like a normal human who's buffed up. The Rock looks like a Superman superhero.
You know what? Jon Stewart is like Marine built.
Exactly. And another thing is just sort of when The Rock portrays serious, there's something about him where you're always expecting him to switch into a smile. Jon Stewart is never switching to a smile. Like,
yeah, he's completely stone-faced.
Yeah, and the reason why I bring this up is because we have someone who's bald, with a goatee, you know, kind of looks exactly like Jon Stewart did in Justice League Unlimited, who was in talks to be in the Justice League movie years ago, and that was Common. For those of you who don't know, Common is a rapper. He's good. Trust me. Speaking of rap, Tuesdays, 8 to 10, we have Unsigned Hype on morelikeradio.com.
Yes, sir.
Boom! What am I doing? Three plugs tonight. Hasn't even been an hour.
He's done three more plugs than Mr. Sachs did in the last 3 months of his show when it was on this station. Anyway.
Or a certain uncle did.
He plugged shows, but...
Okay. That's pretty honest. No.
So, anyway. You know, I don't know. I think it's weird, too. And I think it sucks that they're going to go away from focusing on Hal Jordan. Unless they do, like, all the Earth Lanterns. That would be cool. Just fucking have all four of them in it.
Who would play Guy Gardner? Oh, my God. I know who could play Guy Gardner.
Just find someone who's good at playing someone redheaded and angry who's relatively...
Danny Bonaducci.
Who's relatively youngish.
Danny... Okay, no. We could go with the leathery look.
No, Guy Gardner doesn't look leathery in the comics either. He's younger than Hal Jordan.
I know that, but I'm just saying, you know, because look, we have someone turning Oroku Saki into Eric Sachs. I think we can stand for Danny Bonaducci playing Guy Gardner. It fits more than fucking Michael Cera lookalike playing Lex Luthor.
Listen, I'm not just going to, just because they're having a white dude play Shredder, okay, doesn't mean that we can just accept having an old leathery dude playing Guy Gardner. And also, let's face it, I don't think Danny Bonaducci could kick another regular dude's ass, let alone kick the ass of aliens in other sectors. All right?
I don't know.
So, I don't see it. He's got the temper, sure, but he doesn't have anything else about Guy Gardner.
All right, well, then you name a celebrity, specifically an actor, because Lord knows we don't need another singer trying to pretend to be an actor again.
Yeah.
You give me an actor who's a redhead who's fucking angry.
Well, first off, he doesn't necessarily have to be a ginger. Let's point that out. Because you can dye your hair. So that we don't have to worry about as much. So basically, we've got to find someone who's good at playing someone who's angry, but it's got to be like an over the top angry. Like you can't put Tom Hardy in there because he's more of a kind of brooding angry. I would say, trying to think of someone here who's good at playing that kind of a role. Who's, like, not like, muscular, but, you know, regular dude build. Fuck. See, Jeremy Renner's already signed up with Marvel, so it can't be him. Although he doesn't look the part, though. So.
Well, no. Let's you know, by all accounts, Ryan Reynolds was signed by Marvel.
That's a good point. So, yeah, Jeremy Renner could pull it off. That would be my guy. He doesn't look a lot like Guy Gardner, but he could pull it off. He's the guy who could pull it off. And then Kyle Rayner, if you put him in the movie, and if you're, let's also recast Hal Jordan too. Fuck it, why not?
Kyle, what was that?
I said, fuck it. We'll recast Hal Jordan while we're at it too.
No, but it was. I think I'm hearing things.
But the one person who played a character who gets to stay as that character is Mark Strong as Sinestro. God damn it.
All right. Yeah, that works. Hey.
That was the highlight of that movie. And Ryan Reynolds, if you're not going to do a Deadpool movie, you're playing Barry Allen, for fuck's sake.
Or, you know, he could dye his hair black and he could make a pretty good Kyle Rayner. I mean, let's be honest. The Hal Jordan they made was essentially Kyle Rayner pretending to be Hal Jordan.
Yeah. You know what? They pretty much, like, he didn't really become Hal Jordan in personality in that movie until the last, like, quarter of the movie.
He became Kyle Rayner.
He started as Kyle Rayner and then became a Hal Jordan for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know what they should do? They should have a new guy who's portray an older guy portraying Hal Jordan in his twilight years, and let's say he meets the Kyle Rayner who's being played by Ryan Reynolds with dyed hair, and says, you know, just have a throwaway line like, you remind me a lot of myself when I was younger. Just boom. And just throwaway line and then walk away, never bat an eye at it ever again. It'll be like Saints Row when they go Saints Row 2. I think the boss changed his haircut. Did the boss get his haircut? Meanwhile, the character is finally speaking while he was a mute in the first game.
And I'm going to true. And I'm going to give my pick for Kyle Rayner because Ryan Reynolds is not playing Kyle Rayner. He's playing fucking Barry Allen, and he's going to like it. All right.
You know, he could also make a good Wally West.
He could. But I think he's perfect for Barry Allen.
Yeah, he is. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Yeah, he's. You could say, oh, he could be the fun Wally West. He could make a good Barry Allen because he's serious enough.
Yeah. Now my Kyle Rayner pick, because let's remember Kyle Rayner is also Hispanic. So you got to.
He is.
Yeah.
That's the whitest Hispanic dude I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think he's like half, but still. The person who I think would be a great pick, he's a little younger. I mean, no, he's 29, but still.
Okay, I'm just going to point out. Rayner, I'm guessing it's on his mother's side, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, how many Hispanic guys do you know named Kyle?
Not many.
Yeah, that's my point.
Now, my pick for playing him is someone who's hasn't been really well-known or that known until recently. If you're a horror fan, you've seen him. But I think he's a good enough actor to play the role, especially given, you know, his role in the movie that I'm going to point out. But Shiloh Fernandez from the Evil Dead movie. He also was in Dead Girl as the main guy, the main kid. Ricky. He was the brother of the main character in Evil Dead. The one who everyone thought was going to be the Ash character, but wound up not being the Ash character.
Word.
So, yeah. I think he would make a pretty good Kyle Rayner. Now, the tough part's going to be casting Hal Jordan, because you've got to get someone who can play cocky. But not, you know, Ryan Reynolds, obviously.
Cocky, but not arrogant.
Yeah, like, cocky in the way that, like, you would just think he's the,
douche, but he isn't.
Fight first and don't even without a plan. Like, just go right in without a plan.
I don't know.
My pick, actually, right now, especially considering the acting job.
Let me guess. Tom Cruise.
No. No, but considering the roles he's been doing lately, Bradley Cooper would be a pretty good Hal Jordan.
Bradley Cooper? Actually, yeah, that's a great idea, especially if he does. Holy shit! You're right! He would be perfect!
So now we've got the four Earth Lanterns, and we've got Sinestro. Fuck it, make it a Sinestro Core War movie, fuckers.
Okay, let's not jump too far.
Hey, listen, I want to see a fucking movie made of that. Or
no, because all we have is four Lanterns and a Sinestro. What the fuck else are we going to do? And then, for a sequel, are we just going to go full on every spectrum?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, who's going to play, you know...
for example, what's his name? Doug Jones could play Saint Walker. He could easily play Saint Walker. He's got the, you know, he always plays the really too thin with guys who speak with, like, the kind of elegant accents. Let's see, who could play the other ones? Carol Ferris is another one I'd kind of like to look to recast.
Okay. Who do you think would play a good Atrocitus?
Oh, man. Well, you got to get someone who
can... Whether in makeup or just doing a voiceover for CGI.
Well, clearly it would be a voiceover for CGI.
Yeah, I would... You would hope they would do some sort of... Like, maybe just, like, at least make a prosthetic model or something.
Get Hugo Weaving doing his Megatron voice. That'll be good for Atrocitus.
All right.
That'll fit. So, we've got Atrocitus. Now... the next one, next in line.
You know what sucks?
What's that?
We can't have Kilowog voiced by Michael Clark Duncan anymore.
Yeah, that sucks.
Although we could have Terry Crews.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because, obviously, I've been addicted to Saints Row 4. Terry Crews took over the role of Benjamin King from Michael Clark Duncan. And it made sense for this role. I think if you deepen, if Terry Crews makes his voice a bit deeper, you could definitely do a pretty good Kilowog.
True. Oh, man. Yeah, Terry Crews could be a pretty good
Kilowog. Oh, my God. Never mind. I have a better idea. Also brought on from Saints Row 4, mainly because Keith David.
Yep.
Fucking Goliath.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfect. Just imagine Goliath. Just imagine that voice coming from Kilowog. We're good.
Yeah. And I think we should do this fantasy casting as a recurring bit.
Should we?
Yeah, we should. We should start to make it a weekly bit, fantasy casting, where we decide who should play what roles and debate it.
Yeah, but our other weekly bits tend to fall through the cracks.
I think this could work, though. I think this could work.
All right.
And we've still got to find more fucked up fan fiction.
I have tons of it.
Okay, well, we need to do
I stockpiled a shit ton of it at the beginning of that bit, so we would have tons for the next few weeks.
True. All right. Nice. We're going to resurrect that bit next week also.
Yeah, we always say that, though.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for the fact that I didn't want to be up too late because I have to visit tomorrow and, you know, 6 hours and with a 5-year-old. So, obviously, I'm not going to want to be half asleep.
All right. Fine.
So, prep your... Don't do the most fucked up one this next week.
Why?
I'll say why. Because we want to build to it.
Well, I don't know what the most fucked up one is, and the whole world is just finding really fucked up ones. Good. Trust me, most fucked up is subjective with these things.
Good point, then just pick anyone, fuck it. So,
I mean, you remember the first one I read, right?
I'm trying not to. But it's ingrained.
With the turtles, the Koopas?
Yes, yes. Oh, God.
With the gay necrophilia, rape, suicide stuff.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Ah.
I found a Jurassic Park one where a dude fucks a raptor.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So, I'm going to venture into you territory for a second.
Me territory?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Punchy found a toy he likes.
Yes! Well, to be fair, I buy that stuff, but someone I know runs, like, a consignment store, which is basically kind of like a thrift store, but it's, like, the stuff being sold, part of the money goes to the person who runs it, and the other, most of it goes to the person whose item it is.
Okay, I need to find a consignment store. If there's cool shit like what you're about to reveal.
Yes. Someone I know who runs... Where? Someone I know who runs one, like down the road from me, but too far where I just can't walk, posted a picture asking who remembers this, and it's the fucking Voltron fig toy. Like, all five lions connected.
Now, do you know which version it is?
It looks like the old one.
Dude, that's not a good response.
Well,
there are tons of old ones. Like, around that time, a bunch of different companies were making them. And all legally. So you have to know which one is, like, you have to know if it's all the ones with diecast, the ones with plastic, the one made by this company. Are they larger? Are they smaller? Look, I was not into Voltron. I'm not into collecting that stuff. But that's the thing. When you get involved with a lot of, you get involved and you meet a lot of Transformers fans, there are a lot of those who are Voltron fans. And they know a lot of shit that they are willing to teach you.
I'm gonna I'll post the picture from the post in the chat.
Why? I'm not gonna recognize it. Ah, it's a dick. Oh, there it is.
That one.
Looks to be some diecast.
Yeah, it looks more like
the
diecast.
Looks to be not the biggest, but not the smallest. Fairly mid range. I think you got a pretty good get.
That'd be an awesome get, dude. I'd love to get that.
Yeah. Looks like there's a bit of, there could be a bit of rust on the midsection. I would definitely wait until you get it in hand and then check it out.
Yeah, but if the price is right, I'll still.
I would make a request that if you they are truly your friend, I would say hold on to it and promise them a very good price if they're willing to hold on to it. If you find it is not up to your quality specifications, apologize and be on your way.
True. I'll find it out.
I played this rodeo before.
You have. You see, if it's collecting toys, you ask Cornax. If it's collecting rare and obscure movies, it's both of us, pretty much. Oh, dude, did I tell you I saw an older, the original version of the Criterion 7 Samurai on eBay? And I'm like, I've already got it on Blu-ray, but it would be nice to own the original version, like the first print.
Oh, you mean that one I have, right to my left, barely 4 feet away from me?
It's a completely different artwork, though.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't recognize it. I'll post that in chat, too. But, we're good at collecting things. But it's pretty cool, some of the shit that's out there. Have you gotten anything recently, or are you kind of chilling on it for a bit?
I've mostly chilled for this past month. I kind of have a lot, and I've basically sorted everything, which means I have a room that I play video games in that is surrounded by a bunch of rope in various sortings. I have all of my larger and smaller size Decepticons together, and all my larger and smaller Autobots together. I have all my Optimus Primes together. I have my Unicron by itself. I have my non-affiliated transforming robot that isn't technically Cybertronian by itself. And then I have of Autobots and Decepticons all together on one table of Autobots and Decepticons all together on one table separated down the middle. And then I have a spot for my Megatrons.
Damn, bruh.
I haven't really gotten anything lately, just because, I haven't really had the need. Though recently I did start thinking about one thing that I was like, you know what? I kind of wish I had this figure, and I really sat on it and thought about it, and I got it for a good price. So I did it. Pulled the trigger, got it. I have actually seen other stuff that I've wanted in the past, or that, I know I will want sometime in the future again. For a good price, and I passed it up if only because, right now I don't need it. Right now I don't really feel like I want it, which is it's probably going to bite me in the ass because it's under $50, and usually this thing sells for at least $60. But you know what? I'm just not feeling it. I don't need it right now. I don't need it really, and I don't really have to get it.
And Cornax, that's the cover in the chat.
Very nice.
That's the first print.
Plus, I'm just more focused on paying loans.
Yeah, you've got quite a few.
Well, which I'm actually on top of, which means I have, because I send so much money towards those loans, I don't actually have much money to spend around anyway, so I'm good.
I'm going to be, not spending as much for the stuff that I like to get for all various reasons. But, one or two here and there. But my main focus is right now is getting a car.
Yeah. Because loans and then car.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, guys.
So, calm down, Hammy.
I don't know what to do with myself. I'm way too here. So, me echoing because I can hear myself. Yeah. So,
how is that happening?
I don't know, but.
How am I getting an echo either?
I don't know. You weren't. You. I could hear myself. We probably had something like a speaker on or something.
No, I have my headphones on.
Oh. What happened then?
Oh, God. Jesus.
So anyway, you know, we got a couple more stories, and then we're gonna go. Actually, three more things, and then we're gonna go. We're not gonna be just an hour. We're gonna be a little over an hour. So, Dennis, if you can hear that, that means you're gonna have to put the replay on because we're doing a short show. So anyway,
wow, it came a lot of warning.
Yeah, well, trust me, we've got three more things to talk about. So, the next topic for discussion. Scarface is being remade again. I wonder, are they going to remake the original, like, 1930s Scarface, or are they going to remake the Pacino Scarface?
Who knows?
Or are they just going to just not pay attention to either of the two and just make their own thing?
Well, I think Pacino Scarface was technically a remake, but it was very different and to the point where it's its own movie. And I think I agree with you. I'm wondering if they're going to actually remake the original one, which would be kind of the idea of, haha, we're not remaking Scarface. We're remaking the other Scarface, the original Scarface. Then there's remaking Al Pacino's one, which will piss a lot of people off. Then there's what you were saying, which was just doing their own take on, which is it's technically a remake of the same story, but with completely different shit.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Thing. The Thing versus The Thing from Another Planet.
Huh?
Where it, like, it wasn't directly remade. The Thing wasn't a faithful remake to The Thing from Another Planet.
Oh, yeah.
So
Thing from Another World.
No, Thing from Another World, or, you know, but whatever. You know what, you know, I'm interested. It'll probably suck. So, hold on. Let me just put this here, since I'm, you know, and I'm not broadcasting from a submarine. Although I know you like nautical.
I just want to point this out, Alan. You're talking about contracts. We generally do a show with Scrambler nowadays. We don't give a shit about contracts anymore.
Yeah.
Except for the exclusivity contract, we will adhere to that for as long as, you know, we are part of More Like Radio.
Exactly. Hint, hint.
Well, no, I was just sort of going like, there's a contract we should be paying attention to. I wasn't actually doing a call out to that specific event, although it should have been, and it's a missed opportunity.
No, I was just, when you said for as long as we're on the station, I was like, hint, hint, like just to kind of stir shit. Like, you know, but
yep, because we are probably going to get fired one day.
No, we're not.
Yes, we will.
The worst that'll happen to you, Cornax, is you'll get bounced out of chat for 5 seconds. But so and then you know, one thing I want to talk about. Yeah, this is more of the in the comic range, and actually, the idea for this came from Derek.
Derek. Who's Derek?
He's a Derek, you know, he's on to the Twitters.
Yeah, that doesn't help me. There's a lot of Derek's.
Oh, yeah, good point. He's the one, I'm trying to remember the name, like his, Derek712 on Twitter, I'll say. He listens to the show a lot. Like, he listens every week, but like, he's not in chat a lot. Like, I think he's in the military right now, but he still listens. So he brought this up because he said he's glad that there was a show because, as he said, he was drunk and he said fuck Mark Millar because he doesn't make deadlines anymore. And I've noticed this is becoming an increasing thing now, where comics are sometimes missing deadlines more frequently than they used to. And I get it. Like, there's a lot into it. There's the artwork. There's writing the script. But a lot of comic writers that are now, like, writing stories, they map their shit out well in advance. You know, like, it's too far in advance. And for some of them, that's all they do. Like, I get it if you're kind of spread thin. like Kevin Smith writing comics and always getting delays?
Jesus, Kevin Smith is just a fucking poster boy of comic delays. Let's get that out there.
Yeah, hey, what about that Spider-Man Black Hat 6-issue miniseries that took 6 years to complete?
Jesus.
Or every other thing. The only thing that didn't have any delays was his version of the Green Hornet. And that's because he wrote all this. He wrote the story ahead of time.
Probably so, because he's been thinking about that whole, hey, you know, Green Hornet. Yeah, my guys would just be walking around, and he's probably been thinking of, now what would they say while they were walking around?
Yeah, like, and Kevin Smith's great with dialogue, which is why he's perfect for comic books.
Not really, because there's a lot. Trust me.
Yeah, but
I've experimented in the whole writing thing. For those who don't know, one of my old college professors was Paul Levitz, and you will find it ain't that easy.
No, but here's the thing, though. Kevin Smith is very good with dialogue, and in comic books...
Yeah, you could be very good with dialogue, but there's a lot more that goes into that stuff.
I know, but he's a good writer in general, but he's also very good with dialogue, which is mostly what's used for building the story in a comic.
Yeah, but there's a way you have to submit it in format, and it's a lot of technical stuff.
Well, clearly he knows how to format it. So.
Not really, because that's why it took him 6 years to do one miniseries.
No, it took him 6 years to do one miniseries because he's a lazy pothead.
No, actually, because he's admitted that it was a lot more difficult than he thought. It's a lot different from them writing a movie script.
Well, that was his first comic. He's done better since he was able to bust out the Green Hornet one, which was like the last one he did. I remember he also did the Batman Weidenengeier.
And don't forget Onomatopoeia.
Yeah. But on the
or
flip
what
side,
was he called?
On the flip side, you get...
Was he called Onomatopoeia?
I think so. But on the flip side, you get also experienced comic book writers who are getting delays. It happens to Jeff Johns a lot because the way he writes his big, miniseries or big events like a blockbuster movie. So like, there's a lot of like, heavy splash page usage in a Jeff Johns event book. Heavy splash page usage. Let's put it this way. In the last issue of Blackest Night, there was a double fold that basically took up 4 pages worth of comic space because the 2 pages folded out. It was like that big of a splash page. That's how massive the... he scripts out fantastic ones. And yeah, you're playing with Transformers again, aren't you? Or a Rubik's Cube?
No.
But...
I'm trying to kill Zinyak.
No, kill Zinyak. So, but again, though, like, the artists, sometimes the artists get this stuff ahead of time. They should know that it's happening. Like, they should know what to be in store for, and they should get it done when it should be done. Half the time, I feel like the publisher is just extending the event, so they're saying there's a delay. And they didn't make deadline.
Who knows? Honestly, you'd have to be... Wait a minute. No, he's probably not working there anymore. You'd have to have an inside source to get those questions.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of comics, I want to point out... you guys should check out the Zenoscope comics. They do Grim Fairy Tales and all the offshoots for that series. We're kind of starting to partner with them. That's how I got that Anthony Spey interview that ended up being a half an hour when I was like, all right, I'll only keep him on there for 15 minutes. And then I just got talky. So there's that, obviously. And check it out. They got Grim Fairy Tales 100 coming soon. So definitely, definitely check it out. Now, I think we've got room for one more story. Well, not so much story. A video that's been making the rounds. And I kind of feel bad because Scrams is in here for this, and fuck it, we'll probably play it next week for him and Ariel. But, this is brought to my attention by a few people. And this is probably one of the funniest spoof videos I've seen done of a comic book and movie property. For those who don't know, someone decided to take their cat, put a Bane mask on it, and then overdub with a Bane voice. So, it's Rob's Rants is the name of the channel. And obviously, obviously it's a popular video because it's already got almost 2 million views. And it's only been up for 6 days. So that's how popular this has gotten. So we're going to listen to some Bane Cat. Ready, Cornax?
And yeah. You know, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hold on. Did you find the video yet?
Yeah, I wouldn't be saying 3, 2, 1, go if I hadn't found the video, Punchy.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. He's walking in with a... Yeah.
Dog Spike! Bark. Come on, boy. Come on, you know you gotta get in the car.
He's calling
the dog. Why don't you ever listen?
Or perhaps he's wondering why someone would give him a treat before throwing him into that cage.
Peanut, you know I have to take him to the vet.
Do you feel in charge?
I'm the owner.
And this gives you power over me? Think darkness is your ally. But you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. Oh, yes! I was wondering what would break first. I'll show you where I have made my home, your precious armory. Gratefully accepted. We will need it.
Oh! What'd you do?
I peed in it.
I was...
Pause. I like how they're throwing in, like, Batman-esque music, and the I peed in it line was fantastic. And this guy looks not exactly like, but he looks like a Hispanic Coletta.
Loves children, loves food, Respira Max, does not come off. Might be loud, annoying, dangerous, mind controlling. Oh, and he talks. That's Cat for Sale.
Cat for Sale. And now, after you post that.
Speak of the devil. And he shall appear. We both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
That shit was fantastic.
That was good. I don't see what the whole phenomenon is about.
Bane Cat... Well, first off, cats are just dicks to begin with.
Well, yeah, because they're idiots.
It's more so because they're dicks. Like, they just are
also, science has proven that cats are dumb.
No, cats are selfish, is what they are.
Cats are dumb. Science has proven cats have low intelligence.
Well, still.
Cats are stupid.
They are kind of dumb.
There we go.
So, you know, I mean, that's what we got for the night. We'll be back to our two-hour format next week. Maybe it'll be a full cast this time, but, you know.
Yeah, especially since, you know, the main host is back.
Yeah, you know, I'm back. I got my rest, you know, which I needed. But, you know, I will just say this. At CM Punchy.
At Cornax MLR.
And also, follow at Nerd Hour Ariel. At Scrambler and Shy. And, you know, even if he decides not to do the show every week or be a full-time host, still, he did me a solid and covered for 2 weeks. So he definitely deserves props, at least for a few more weeks, unless he's just here every week. So, and then he just gets mentioned anyway. So listen to all the great shows on More Like Radio. Go to morelikeradio.org so you can get your downloads. Because you know you want the downloads, damn it. Yeah. The show, she said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Because when I asked, do you
have a man. She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to sing.
You.
I already cut
you
out.
You got.